Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, November 6th, 2017. The state governments of Berlin and Brandenburg will meet in Potsdam today to discuss the future of Tegel Airport. The Berlin Senate had asked for the meeting of both cabinets to discuss the consequences of the referendum from September 24th in Berlin, in which around 56% of the electorate voted to keep Tegel open, even after the opening of the new capital airport, BER. New developments are not expected in Potsdam. Despite the vote of the citizens, both Brandenburg and the federal government are sticking to the concept of a single airport for the region, and to Tegel's closure no later than 6 months after the opening of BER. The three partners can only decide jointly on a change in the plans of closing Tegel that have been pursued for years, and Berlin cannot go it alone. Both the red-red-green ruled Berlin and the red-red-Brandenburg see considerable legal and financial risks in the event of continued Tegel operations. The Tegel supporters, however, consider a second airport next to BER to be necessary because of further increase in passenger traffic. The Senate is now having an expert examine whether continued operation of the airport in the northwest of the city is legally possible. BER approval is linked to the Tegel closure. In light of the findings, the Senate and finally the House of Representatives are to make a final decision. Stay tuned to Berlin Briefing in the coming days for the latest developments. Yet again, another unsuspecting person has fallen victim to a new scam of pickpockets: marijuana cigarettes laced with knockout drops. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, there were at least two reports of this happening in October, when victims accepted a joint from a stranger and shortly after taking a drag were rendered unconscious and vulnerable to being robbed of wallets, purses, and other valuables. In the past few days, perpetrators have managed to carry out several similar attacks at the Friedrichsfelde Ost U-Bahn station. The federal police do not rule out the possibility of the method being used at other stations as well, and warn the public simply to not accept joints from strangers free of charge. Police also warn that now that the holiday season is approaching, pickpockets are more active and looking for sources of income in the bustling crowds. Stations in particular are common hunting grounds for pickpockets who use this knockout procedure. The party convention of the Berlin AfD ended with a surprise. Up to this point, the party had a double leadership with Georg Pasterski and Beatrix von Storch, but from now on will only be led by Mr. Pasterski, who advocates a moderate right conservative course. Before the vote, there was criticism from Andreas Wild, who is considered to belong to the far right wing of the party, that Mrs. von Storch is seldom present due to her membership in both the European Parliament and the Bundestag since October 24th. After a short discussion, Mrs. von Storch proposed to give up her role in favor of a one-person leadership. In the next few days, the Hauptstadt will experience much colder temperatures due to a Scandinavian cold front headed our way. According to the German weather service, DWD, this cooler sea air will cause a noticeable change in the weather. The maximum temperatures will barely reach 10 degrees Celsius today, and Tuesday, wintry cold temperatures with the potential of minus 3 degrees Celsius will arrive. No weather model for the remainder of the week currently forecasts temperatures above 10 degrees, which are the best conditions for getting in the mood for the icy season. Preparations for the Christmas markets are already underway throughout Berlin. The first ones will open November 27th. And now, the police report. A basement of a residential house caught fire in Spandau on Saturday night. 13 people had to be evacuated and treated, but there were no injuries. Police are investigating on the suspicion of arson, as the fire started in two different spots. Four drunk teenagers threw two bicycles onto a parked police van in Lichtenberg on Saturday morning. When the officers returned to their vehicle, they were able to successfully track and chase the three boys and the girl with the help of witnesses. The front window of the police van was damaged and must be repaired. Criminal complaints were filed against the teenagers. A man was arrested in Prenzlauer Sunday morning after repeatedly showing the so-called Hitler salute, an illegal gesture, to a bypassing police patrol. A breathalyzer test showed that the man had a 1.5 promille alcohol level. Another patrol noticed a speeding rental car Saturday night in Kreuzberg and decided to pursue it. The patrol witnessed some risky maneuvers as well as an illegal street race. The 24-year-old driver was stopped and his driver's license was confiscated. He was with four other young men aged 19 to 21. In the night before, police confiscated four luxury cars in Charlottenburg on the suspicion that they were involved in illegal street racing as well. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.